Building a Podcast Media Kit. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 40. Eventually, if your podcast continues to grow, you are going to want to make money. You are going to find a software company or a brand in your niche, and you are going to email them to ask for a sponsorship. Or you are going to email the PR agent of a massive celebrity author asking to get them on your show. If your pitch is successful, you will almost always get the exact same email in reply. The brand manager or the PR agent will write back and say, "Sounds interesting. Can you send over your media kit?" If you do not have a media kit, panic sets in. You end up replying with a messy, four-paragraph email. You type out your download numbers, you paste a link to your Spotify page, and you try to explain who your audience is. When a PR agent receives an email like that, they immediately hit delete. Why? Because you failed the professional filter. A messy email screams amateur. It tells the brand that you do not understand the media business, and therefore you are a risky investment for their money or their client's time. If you want to play in the big leagues, you need to look like you belong there. You need a one-sheet media kit. A media kit is simply the resume for your podcast. It is a highly visual, beautifully designed, single-page PDF document. You do not need a 10-page slide deck. You just need one page. Here are the five elements that must be on your one sheet. First, your cover art and elevator pitch. In the top corner, put a high-resolution image of your logo and one bold sentence explaining exactly what problem your show solves. Second, the host bio. Brands are not just sponsoring a feed, they are sponsoring you. Include a professional headshot and three bullet points establishing why you are an authority in this space. Third, and most importantly, audience demographics. This is the secret weapon for small podcasts. A sponsor doesn't actually care if you have 500 downloads or 5,000 downloads. They care who is downloading it. If you can prove that 80% of your audience are male project managers who earn over $100,000 a year, a B2B software company will happily pay you a premium because you have isolated their exact target customer. Put your listener demographics front and center. Fourth, the stats. Be honest here. Put your average downloads per episode after 30 days. Do not inflate this number. Also include your email list size and your social media following because that represents your total reach. Fifth, contact information. Make it incredibly easy for them to say yes by providing a direct email address and a link to your website. You do not need to hire a graphic designer to do this. Go to Canva.com right now and type Podcast Media Kit into the search bar. There are hundreds of free, beautiful templates. You just drag and drop your photo, type in your stats, and export it as a PDF. The next time a brand asks for your numbers, you attach that PDF to the email. It takes zero effort, but it instantly elevates your podcast from a hobby to a media company. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about overcoming mic fright and why you absolutely hate the sound of your own voice. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.